Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alcibiades Rodriguez, and today we want to speak about obstructive sleep apnea, exploring the impact on morbidity and mortality. First, definition of obstructive sleep apnea. It's a medical condition where the airway repeatedly, partially, or completely closes during sleep. When this process happens, the oxygen drops, and after that, it's an arousal, which causes a surging adrenaline and subsequent reopening of the airway. This issue may happen several times during the night, closing, opening, which can lead to fragmented sleep. Not only we find symptoms during sleep, such as loud habitual snoring, gasping, choking for air, fragmented sleep, in some cases insomnia, unrefreshing sleep, frequent urination at night, nightmares, but also we have consequences during the day. Immediate one will be excessive daytime sleepiness, with persons fall asleep in inadequate situations. We also can have, in moderate to severe cases, morning headaches, mood changes, forgetfulness, difficulty with focus and concentration, declining work performance, and because of the sleepiness, you may lead to motor vehicle accidents. So the consequences are multiple, nighttime and daytime. Patients at high risk for sleep disorder breathing, including obstructive sleep apnea, are obese patients, specifically with a BMI of more than 35, congested heart failure, atrial fibrillations and other cardiac arrhythmias, treatment refractory hypertension, type 2 diabetes, stroke, pulmonary hypertension, and decreased concentration. Why is the need of make people aware of sleep apnea? It's a significant challenge in the OSA management. It's the risk of disjointed treatment during the referral from general practitioner to a sleep expert. We need to make aware not only the general practitioners but the public about the risk of obstructive sleep apnea. It is estimated that approximately 80% of persons with obstructive sleep apnea remain undiagnosed. This translates in about more than 900 million of adults globally. If left untreated, it can significantly increase the risk of cardiovascular diseases, including hypertension, atrial fibrillation, heart failure, stroke, pulmonary hypertension, and myocardial infarction. So the need is huge. What are the morbidities associated with obstructive sleep apnea? Several, and affect different systems, cardio and cerebrovascular disease, including hypertension, 40%, coronary artery disease. There is a risk of a stroke 2 to 4 times more than controls, pulmonary hypertension, cardiac arrhythmias, different cardiac arrhythmias. Metabolic dysfunctions, increased glucose and triglyceride levels, excessive daytime sleepiness that may lead to motor vehicle accidents and also impaired brain function, with problems with memory, attention, and concentration. Also, there is the risk of social and sexual dysfunctions. And eye condition that it's not too much talk about, but it occurs, not uncommon, including glaucoma, non-arthritic ischemic optic neuropathy, floppy eye syndrome, retinal vein occlusion. Also, pulmonary conditions such as asthma exacerbation, depression, and overall a decreased quality of life. How about mortality? This is usually associated mostly with moderate to severe sleep apnea. Patients with severe OSA, death from all causes, 3.8 times higher than in controls. Patients with severe OSA also, death due to cardiovascular disease is 5.2 times higher than controls. One of the treatments of obstructive sleep apnea is PAP therapy, the machine that opens the airway. This treatment reduces mortality in patients with OSA after a stroke and reduces fatal and non-fatal cardiac events. So therapy for moderate to severe sleep apnea helps decrease mortality. And just to finalize this presentation, we see this graphic when we see the consequences of obstructive sleep apnea in our whole body, right? Including the brain, the GI tract, the lungs, the heart, the genitourinary system, and also in patients that will undergo surgical procedures is left untreated, that can lead to more complications such as ICU transfer, respiratory complication, and neurological complications. Thank you.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is jointly provided by Global Learning Collaborative, GLC, and Total CME LLC, and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.